All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, January 19th of 2026. It is MLK Day, and looking ahead here, we have NBA action all day long. We already have games in progress. If one of your slates has already started, good luck to you for the rest of the evening. We do have more NBA, along with some NHL action, some tennis action, and there is some League of Legends in progress as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Going to pull up the NBA main slate to start, and then we will see where our questions take us from there. So, got that up on the screen now. All right, first question of the day. When using optimizer mode to build for cash games, does it make sense to look at how the lineups project at the 25th through 75th percentiles rather than the overall projected score? I noticed in some cases the 99th percentile score is causing the overall projected score for one lineup to be higher than the rest, but that same lineup can be worse across the 25th through 95th percentiles. All right, this is a good question, good observation. What we're basically discussing are the differences between, say, the mean and the median. So to take you guys back to say that again, if I have five numbers, if I have, and I'll just do like simple example, pull up Excel. So if I have five numbers, I have 1, 3, 5, 9, and 100. Okay. The median is the one in the middle. So you like take this one away, take one on the left, one on the right away, take one on the left, one on the right away. The median is five. But if I add these up together to find the mean, it's this one plus this one plus this one plus this one plus this one. And then you do divided by five. The mean here, and you can also see by just like highlighting what the average is. I think I need to put parentheses here. Okay, there we go. The mean here is 23.6. And the reason the mean is so high is because I used a really big outlier here. So kind of going back to the question is, the medians and the means can be different if a lineup has very like high tail outcomes. So when at the 99th, if it scores really, really high, that can pull the mean higher. So the mean and the median are not always so close. Sometimes they are, right? Like here we look at Cade Cunningham, his median score is 47.1, which is his 50th percentile. And then his mean is 49.15, right? So close, but not like perfectly similar. For cash, we generally recommend sorting by projected score. I think if you want a different sorting metric, like, hey, what are the top two sorting metrics for cash? Projected score would be one. You could also consider 50th percentile. So I think it is okay to use 50th for cash. You basically always just need to know where your cash line is at. So if you're playing a triple up, for instance, right? Okay. Let's assume 1/3 of the field caches, right? 66%. I wouldn't use 50th because it's not high enough. I would use 75th because if I'm coming in the top 25%, then I am winning money, right? If this is a super satellite and 10% of entries get paid, get a ticket or something, right? Well, I wouldn't use 85th because that's too low. I would use 95th, right? Because that'll keep me within the top 10%. So understand what percent you need to come in the contest, and then you can use a percentile for those type of contests as well. So that is ways of using the percentiles for cash games that I think make a lot of sense. All right. Good question there. Next one up. Should you rebuild every time projections are updated? Very good question. My answer is no. I don't think you need to do that. I think people care a little bit too much about like small projection changes, but might be like conversation for like another time. So there's an NBA slate in progress right now, right? I think this kind of shows it pretty well. Okay, well, it got announced that Jalen Williams was starting with Jalen Williams out. So one Jalen was out, another Jalen started. You know, this is a big projection change, right? When he goes from bench player to starter, he goes from 19 to 24 points, right? This is like a really big move. This second sim that runs. So I was in this exact situation this morning. I got the news for Jalen. I started to run a build. This next sim finished for a game that wasn't at lock. It was the second game, 30 minutes after. Projections move for a couple players by less than 1 point. I had to decide, hey, do I want to stop my current build and rerun it, or do I not want to do that? And I opted to not do that for two reasons. Number one is I can just let the build run with the projections from prior. But before I run my contest sim, I can refresh the projections. And so it basically is the old projection was used to build the lineups, which I'm not that concerned about the move anyways. But if I am concerned about it, if I refresh and then run the contest sim, now that new projection is used in the contest sim. So although it wasn't used in the building lineups, it's being used in the contest sim. So I still think I'm going to have enough lineups with that player in my pool. And if they sim a little bit better, I'm just going to get a little bit more exposure to them. I don't need a ton more lineups in my pool to be able to get some exposure to these players who moved by like less than 1 point, right? So I do not think you need to rebuild every single time, you know, the refresh projection icon lights up. I think it's really important to be in the Discord and to see what is running, right? Like, hey, this is a pretty big move, you know, over 3 points for Sis, or however you say their name, Hardy down 3 points. You know, I think this is worth rebuilding, right? But some of these smaller ones, I wouldn't rebuild for it. You can just resim, and then that gets taken into account. If I was on starter and I didn't have contest sims, I probably still wouldn't have stopped my process here, and I would have been okay with it. So those are my thoughts on like starter as well. If you have the time to do it and you want to, great. But I'm usually looking for something a little bit bigger in terms of like movement. Another thing I might do is if I've already run a build, and say, it's like, say I already ran a build, right? We're going to go higher now. Like, I see one here for Craig Porter. Okay, if I ran a build and I had none of this player to start with, and their projection went down further, well, I probably wouldn't want to spend the time rerunning, because now I am just even less likely to get them, and their projection went further down, right? So that kind of feels like something I don't need to do. If you're getting like a lot of this player, and then they move like a point and a half, okay, you know, I would agree, probably like a good thing to rebuild in that scenario. So it's super subjective. I'm just sharing with you guys like how I handle it. I know some people care like a lot about the projection movement. It's okay if you're one of those people. And just always make sure you get your lineups in no matter what. I think that's the most important thing. Like, there's nothing worse than not getting your lineups in on time because you went back and tried to do a refresh and tried to start over from the beginning. You know, take what you have and make sure that you get your lineups in would be the last thing I would want to say here. All right. Next question. How would you go about trying to get unique lineups for tennis? All right. We don't have any other questions after this one, so I think this makes tennis a good opportunity for a slate demo. We can do a tennis slate demo. So first part for me, not an avid tennis DFS player, I don't know how important duplication actually is in tennis, or like how often you see it. So what do we have today? Today we have 26 matches. Okay. What did we have yesterday? 36, 27. Okay. So what I want to do first is I want to try and go and find a similar sized slate as the one today to figure out how much I need to care about unique lineups, right? So I'm not going to look at the 36 match. I'm going to try and find one closer to 26, which is what we have today. And there was 27 2 days ago. Perfect. You know, this is very, very close and I can use this, right? All right. So I'm going to go to the slate. I'm just going to pull up the flagship. One thing I do like to pay attention to is like how many entrants there are. You know, these are not high entrant contests, so I don't think there could be that much duplication to start with, but we'll find out. All righty. So a handful of people max entered. And what I'm noticing right off the bat, right, is all these max enterers or users who max entered have average dupes of 0. One person has an average dupes of 19. I'm assuming they're playing like some type of cash lineup, but this is like a huge outlier. Basically, most of these dupes are all 0. We see like 1. I saw like a 2. So automatically, I would not care about duplication at all on today's slate. Like, I'm going to do absolutely nothing in terms of like ownership or in terms of like geo mean or anything along those lines when I build my tennis lineups today. And as the slates get smaller, I think you can revisit that idea. Like, if this goes from 26 to 13 or something like that, right? Okay, go and find a past 13 game slate. You know, I'm assuming these are like tournaments, right? Getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, go and look at like past slates and see how they went, right? But for today, not worried about duplication, which is great. Let's go to a build. Okay, I'm going to make two adjustments to ownership just so I can unlock the build lineups button. Everything else, I'm going to leave the same. Filters, rules, settings, I'm not going to touch anything. I am just going to build less lineups for the sake of time. Always build as many lineups as your plan allows. All right. So kicking off this build, if you guys see some cells that are incorrectly highlighted, it is a bug our team is aware of. It is just visual, no other impact, just so you guys are aware. All right. So our 500 lineups ran. For now, I'm just going to use Unique's one Saber score. I'm going to use regular Saber score, not old. And if you have an entry file, I would highly recommend uploading it. And when you upload your entry file, you will be able to use portfolio diversity, which is our preferred diversity recommendation. But since I don't have an entry file uploaded, I'm just going to use Unique's one Saber score, but just want to call that out. All right. So got this set up. On starter, I would recommend, I personally would be using average Saber score, average projection, aggregate metrics. Good thing to do if you're making changes, you know, so you can get a sense for how big of an impact the changes are having on your lineups. So here I get into the build. I sort by exposure. My leverages aren't that high, in my opinion. You know, 14, negative 8, 22 looks to be the highest. Oh, no, 28 is the highest. So spend a little bit of time reviewing your exposures, reviewing your top and bottom leverages. If you don't have any opinions, it's okay to take what SaberSim gives you. If you want to tweak things, minimax exposures are going to be your best friend in doing so. But as if I were playing tennis today, I don't have a ton of opinions here. I would take what SaberSim gives me, and I would be ready to save them and upload them to my contests. So there is a little bit of a tennis demo for you. Last thing is that if you don't like your lineups in this row format, you can go to the settings in the lineup section, turn off use compact lineup view, and then you can see the lineups blown up, as probably most people are used to. But that is a demo for tennis here. That is what I would be doing if I were playing today. All right, looking around, looks like we're caught up in office hours, caught up in the YouTube chat, knocked out a slate demo. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.